Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio. We are at the Cannes Film Festival in the market at the Ukrainian Pavilion with a reception for the Odessa International Film Festival, and we're here with the president, Victoria Tidipko. How are you, Victoria?
I'm great. We are during the presentation of Odessa Film Festival, the sixth upcoming edition, which will start on the 10th of July 2015, so I'm feeling really good.
So which are the novelty of this new edition?
So generally the biggest novelty is that the festival will be, the sixth edition will happen, and the dates already there, it's 10 to 18th of July. We had a lot of turmoil in the country last and this year, so the last year was a little bit stressful for us. It's a hard time for Ukraine, and it was hard to during the festival 2014. So 2015 hopefully will be better and different. And in Odessa hopefully will be much quiet like in Ukraine comparing to 2014. And in May everything was really calm, and that was a lot of positive, that was the most positive news for the whole team and for all of us this year. So hopefully everything will be smooth and quiet in July, and hopefully we will cheerfully greet all the guests and people which will be coming to Odessa during the festival period. So, and the novelty of this festival will be that the kids program will be presented widely this year together with the kids festival in 2015. The Lumiere movies will be shown after the Cannes first time in Odessa. Then we've got two times more applications. It's more than 650 applications comparing to 2013, mm-hmm. and 150 applications from Ukrainian filmmakers, which is just a great result. And we are growing like two times every 2 years, so this is like fantastic result for the young film festival, which is only celebrating its sixth edition this year. So what else?
How many movies do you have in the program overall?
We'll have about 100 movies.
100 movies.
All in all.
And you do program both features, documentaries, and shorts, whatever.
Features and documentaries.
So you don't play short films?
Not yet. Okay. Yeah, not yet, but we will be playing, we will be having the separate program for the short movies in the future. That is our plan. And other novelties for this program of this year will be that we are planning to do something interesting in the Potemkinski Stairs. We want to have a sort of like officialize the quote of the people which will be on the Potemkinski Stairs, and have a sort of the official result of the quote of the people which will be on the second day, which is officially the second day of the screening, the second day of the festival. On the Potemkinski Stairs, we usually have this open air, the biggest open air, and we would like to have the official figure with the Guinness records, and which will be hopefully, I don't know, let's see. But last year on the Potemkinski Stairs, together with the Langeron Stairs, it was 25 on the Potemkinski Stairs, plus the people on the Langeron Stairs, maybe 50,000 people. So
wow,
let's
great.
See. So with the Langeron stairs, with the Langeron squares, plus Potemkinski stairs, let's see. So maybe it will be the biggest open air in the Europe. So let's.
No, yeah, it is for sure.
For sure. If you will get only 15,000, maybe on the Potemkinski stairs, plus the Langeron square. So hopefully we'll get to the which number we will see, but hopefully everybody will arrive. So let's. cross the fingers. So let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see. Because the festival is famous for its open air, so let's see. Let's see where we will get. And I don't know. So
I have a question that is could be very curious for our audience. Which are the financial problem, the biggest financial problem yet you have to face building up a festival after what happened last year with the economic situation in your country?
Yeah, I mean, economic and this, generally the economic situation of the country collapsed because of the ties which have been totally broken with the Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know that the trade balance with the Ukraine and Russia has been collapsed, and 60% of the trade balance was broken with the Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia. So of course, it's influenced dramatically on everything, on the economy of Ukraine, and of course, it influenced everybody who lives in Ukraine.
Yeah, of course.
Everybody, because all enterprises connected closely with Russia, and now of course Odessa is closely connected with Russia, and there are a lot of trade, a lot of hotels, tourism was closely connected to Russia, and the Russians were the consumers of in summer, the consumers of everything which was in Odessa and Odessa region, and now they are not there. So that's influenced dramatically negatively. Odessa. And now, of course, Odessa should refocus all the tourism activity to Ukraine, to other Ukrainian regions, and that's what Odessa is doing now. And also, not only to Ukraine, but also to them, another bordering countries to Ukraine and Central and Eastern European countries. Good for us also, because this is another focus for the Odessa Film Festival. It's international focus for Central and Eastern European countries, so we are getting more international. We're getting more international. So that was originally in the plans of this film festival, to look for the Central and Eastern European countries and to refocus, to develop and to look more Central and Eastern Europe, Europe, etc., etc. So invite more guests, more participants from neighboring countries.
Yeah, you need to be more visible.
More visible in the central, in that region, in the Central and Eastern European countries. So it's a new challenge for us. And also there are some positive news in economy in Ukraine, because according to the last statistics, Ukraine get 1 billion of out of 7.5 billion of support which planned to be for this year. So it's good news, and I hope that it somehow will support the economic situation, which is not that good to the moment. So that's good news. And there are some other also in the row. Hopefully the situation will somehow will be stabilized, because I mean the situation is not that perfect.
But we just need time.
I mean, it's we just need time. We are like a growing democracy. It's all the challenges and turmoils happening everywhere. But still, I mean, comparing to what is happening all over in the world, you just switch on the TV and you see all these dramatic events happening all over in the world. So you have just to compare this and that. You understand that we are always looking for the better place.
Yeah.
But the better place is you have this better place where you are, so
you have to build
in your own country. So
absolutely,
that's what we are doing, and the decision was to just to keep quiet and to try to mobilize the people who like cinema, who like culture, and to let them support a little bit by bit, because it's like a building bit by bit, otherwise there is no chance to build something bigger. So that's
absolutely
what we are doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot to Victoria Kipko, the president of Odessa International Film Festival. It was Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.